I want to ask the question, what is faith made of? Actually, a couple of questions. What is faith made of? How do I get it? And how do I experience it? And I want to compare it to a stool with four legs. We had four readings tonight, and I want to compare those to the four legs of a stool. They're not building blocks. This isn't you get one and then you add on to it. Really, they all work together to bring about faith in a person. And so each of our readings kind of keys on one of these parts of God's story. And I just want to say a brief word about each reading that you heard. The four parts, the four stool legs, are God's promises, the news, the good news, the birth of Jesus, and the witness that the shepherds and that Joseph and Mary gave to that story. So let's start with promises. This is all the backstory, all the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, and it goes all the way back to the beginning, right? When God created the world and everything in it. And God said, it's good, it's very good. And our first parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed. They turned away from God, and it created a breach, a separation between humanity and God. But what the scriptures reveal about God's character, is that he didn't give up on us or get fed up with us or turn away from us, but instead ran after us. I mean, that's the story of the scriptures in the Old Testament. And I said this past Sunday, Jesus told a parable about that, about a foolish-looking Jewish father who was waiting for his son to come home, who looked down the road to wait to see him. And when he finally caught sight of him one day, he hiked up his robes and ran out to meet him. Not at all the image of a staid Jewish father. And that's the story of what God is like. It's the backdrop to faith. What is God like? God is merciful, is compassionate, is patient, is pursuing in love, who desires to win us back and to bring us home. And so God makes these promises. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will come after you. I'll redeem you. I'll raise you up. I'll restore you to where I created you to be. So that in itself doesn't create faith. In fact, you may not ever hear that story until you come to faith. But that's the not only the backdrop, it's the indication that God actually acts first, right? God is pursuing you, whether you know it or not. And so often with the eyes of faith, someone will realize God's been after me for a long time. I just didn't know it. But that's the first stool leg, promises. The second is news, right? So the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you," and shared this news of God's promises to be fulfilled, right? This great thing is going to happen, and it's good news for all people. If you read the story, if you heard it tonight as Emily read it, Mary was at first perplexed, but then it says she kept pondering these things in her heart. And if I'm honest, that's when you first hear about Jesus, about this whole story of God come to earth and saving us from sins and all that is the biblical story, it can be confusing and perplexing. And how does that make sense? But the invitation and the model that Mary gives us is to ponder these things, to keep pondering these things. This is a part of faith as well, to think about what does it mean, this story that God made us and God comes after us. So just as Mary reflected on the news, she, in her prayer that we read part of tonight, she also recalled, because she was a good Jewish young woman, she recalled those stories in her scriptures, in the Hebrew scriptures, of God's character and God's promises. So these stool legs build on each other and interact with each other. She remembered what God was like, and she took in this news and pondered it. The third stool leg is the birth itself, right? The fancy word for it is the incarnation, which is just a Latin word that means in the flesh. God is with us, no longer spirit, no longer invisible, but with us, with skin on. You could reach out and touch the baby. You could reach out as Jesus was grown and shake his hand or hug him or eat a meal with him. And the story we heard was of the shepherds, right, who also heard the news, as Mary and Joseph did, and they decided to go see, right? And the birth happened. We heard that as well. The baby was born. It wasn't just news anymore, but it was an event. So Mary and Joseph saw the birth, experienced the birth. The shepherds went and saw the baby there. And so I want to say a third leg of the stool of faith is encountering Jesus, right? And there's a difference between hearing the story or the news about it and experiencing, encountering Jesus for yourself. It's kind of like, this is the comparison I've heard before, it's like studying love poetry and deciding that sounds like a pretty good thing, falling in love, right? So you read all these poems and read about people falling in love. That's different than the actual experience of encountering someone and falling in love. Both are important, right? It's maybe reading about it or seeing it with other people that makes us want to be a part of that, want to experience it. So that's the news and the birth, each one a part of what is faith. And then the fourth part of faith of God's story is in the scripture was witnesses. The shepherds heard the story. They went to see. They saw the baby. And it caused them to praise God, to worship right there on the spot, and then to go tell others what they had seen. And I'm not suggesting that faith demands that you go start passing tracts out down your street in your neighborhood. What I am saying is that faith changes us, right? It doesn't leave us the way we were before. So the shepherds went to see what's going on, who is this baby, and they were changed. It changed them to want to worship God, and it changed them to want to go talk about what they had seen. So faith leads to worship and to a changed life. So I want to go back to the question, what is faith made of? Right? It's not one thing you build on another and you never have to go back. In fact, I've been reading the scriptures all of my life. I've been in Sunday school all of my life, gone to school and all that. I still, every time I open the Bible, I learn something new about God, about God's character, about God's promises, right? That backstory of why it is that God loves me. The news, I've heard the news about Jesus 1,000 times, but it never ceases to amaze me. And I keep revisiting it and hearing a different aspect of the story. Encountering Christ, I first encountered Jesus as a child, right? But I did again as a 12-year-old, and again in high school, and I encountered Christ again on the mission field, and again in college, and then as an adult. It happens again and again, each aspect. And God continues to change me. Sometimes I'm resistant to change, right? But each part of faith, that four-legged stool, it's not that you don't have it or you do, it's that we grow and we mature in faith. And each of those elements is important, right? So that's why we read the scriptures. That's why we gather to worship. That's why we meet with God's people to grow and deepen, just like you would want to deepen in love for another person. So that's my hope for this service. That's my hope for this church, that it be a place where you see Jesus. You hear the news. You learn the backstory. You can't miss the message that God loves you like crazy. Right? And it be a place where you can encounter God through His Word, through the people of God, through the worship of God. That's my prayer every Sunday. It's my prayer every day for what church is all about. Right? It's not potlucks and all the other stuff, although that's pretty cool and fun. But it's about Jesus. It's about the baby in the manger and the man on the cross and the Savior who's risen. And whether all of that news is old news to you or new news to you, it is the same message that was declared 2,000 years ago when the angel said, behold, I have good news of great joy for all the people. Come and see. Come and see this baby born. It's the same invitation we rehearse and re-give week after week because we believe that God is the reason for our lives and our meaning and our joy and our purpose. So I invite you. I know that I love all the music. I love being here with you. I love the prayers and the candles. But my deepest desire for tonight is that you will hear simply and clearly God loves you and would like to deepen a relationship with you. But would you bow your heads?